Welcome, ladies, gentlemen, people who are non-conforming on the gender spectrum, or just different. I feel different. I don't feel like a typical woman. I'm not sure what a typical woman is, even. I'm feeling pretty fucked up right now. Although I haven't quite got my head around what's going on. Pitfalls of polyamory. The folks that wrote the book More Than Two have written a book called Game Changers, and I think this is one of those moments where you think you've got your ducks lined up with your agreements and things like that, and then something will come along, someone will come along, and then that will be a game changer, and it will just, disrupt whatever it is that you've got going on. And there's no stopping it, there's only managing it. I haven't read the book, I think maybe now I need to, because Derek is not speaking to me at the moment, or at least he's only texting me. I'm feeling pretty angry with him on the only texting front. I think that's disrespectful. Like, if you're really upset with someone and you need space, then I think if you're in a relationship with them, then that it's the respectful thing to do to actually, like, say, hey, this is difficult, but I've got something to say. Here it is. So, for reasons of emotional limitations or cowardice, perhaps both, that's not what happened. So, I just gotta take that and deal with it and the best way I can. And the reason he's upset is because I've been seeing Matthew again, and I started to have feelings for him again. They tend to fluctuate because Matthew frustrates the fuck out of me at times. We frustrate the fuck out of each other. I'm pretty sure he's not speaking to me at the moment too, because yesterday, after disclosing to Derek some stuff about Matthew, he didn't seem to deal well with me calling him up saying, okay, you and I need to get our ducks lined up about some things, and here's one thing that's a high priority for me right now. Get the feeling Matthew just doesn't like real talks, full stop. Sarah Patton here. Guys don't like to have these discussions. Could be because I use too many words. I don't know. Could be because men are bigger cowards than what I think is fair, I guess. You know, because I'm really overcoming a lot of my own fears and my own cowardice in order to be acting with integrity. And, I feel like I'm getting shit all over for it. So that's not the first time that's happened in my life. But I don't want to get hung up on my own victimhood or anything like that. It is what it is. Part of the thing that Derek struggled with was that Matthew and I had unprotected sex, because Matthew had shown me some test results that he was all clear. And now I can hear digging in the background, which is, like, not so conducive to podcasting focus, storytelling focus. So, yeah, Derek said that he feels like he's not enough for me. And I don't even really know what that means, like, I don't know. But it is really difficult. Like, it's a long-distance relationship, and we don't know when we're going to be able to see each other again. I'll have money again in a year, access to money again in a year, and so long as I haven't gotten myself into debt again, I've managed to save some money, then my plan is to spend my next lot of accessing my retirement money for seeing him, seeing Derek. I miss him. I miss his body. I miss his energy. I really want to be with him. And this whole arrangement, part of the whole thing with the polyamory is that we can maintain our love for one another and our connection without having to make the sacrifice of losing the ability to have physical intimacy with others. And that seemed like an easy enough thing, but it's just not practical. It's just not realistic to assume that somebody has control over how they're going to feel about someone that they're having sex with. And I think I'm wired more towards emotional connection and engagement than Derek is. Well, definitely, we know that. So I guess it's hard for him to really comprehend what's going on for me and like and what it means when I say I'm developing feelings. It just, for me, it's like I like him in a way that gives me butterflies sometimes, or makes me think fondly of him in a way that I don't tend to feel so much in like non-sexual friendships. And the thing is, I don't know what that really means, because most of the time Matthew and I just piss each other off. And also, it feels as though the only time he's really sorry about what he does is when I pull a very tough boundary with him, like I did recently when we stayed in a hotel and he came in stinking to high heaven and didn't just like get straight in the shower like I would have preferred. Instead, I had to get cop a noseful across a room of his stench from coming from the farm. But for him, it was like, I was just so excited to see you. I don't know. Disrespect or Aspie / autism shit. Maybe a bit of both. And then the other thing is that he went off for an hour because he was pissed off at me, like kind of throwing him out the door basically to say, get those stinky clothes out of here. It's making me want to vomit, like after he'd had the shower. He'd left the stinky clothes and stinky work boots in the bathroom, and when I went in there I nearly gagged. So, and then we had some nice times and some good sex, and you know, that was all fun and fine. And the next day was okay. But then yesterday when I tried to bring up, hey, if we're gonna not use condoms, then these are the boundaries. Like, you gotta tell me if you fuck someone else or whatever, because then I need to decide whether or not I want to have sex without a condom with you, basically, you know. But he hadn't had any sleep, so bad timing. And based on something that he said, that I kind of missed at the time, but I think he would have preferred it if I'd waited a little longer. So, yeah. I don't know. This polyamory thing, the multiple relationships. It's a struggle sometimes. It really is. And then there's Tinder, which I've gotten back on, and I, because I thought maybe if I just have more of a variety, I won't get caught up in feelings over Matthew. Maybe I'll find an alternative to Matthew that will suit me better. Somebody who's got their own place nearby that I can stay at, so I'm not paying for fucking hotels, for fucking in hotels, because I can't have sex at home. But it's just, it's intense. Tinder is really intense. I subscribe to this thing where you can see who likes you. And just this morning, I must have gotten 50 people liking me. And actually, I feel kind of sick thinking about it because it's just too much. It's just too much. I went and cancelled my subscription. It'll still be active until the end of the month, but just, I don't know. Like, you'd think I'd be flattered or like excited, maybe, you know, amongst all these people might be someone that could fit into my world in a healthy way. I hear you laughing across the internet void, across to wherever you are in space and time. Ha! You should know, Louise. Dating apps are trash. What are you doing? I don't know, guys. My best? Oh. If I was angry right now with Tariq, if I was to express my anger, I'd probably say something like, I can't believe I'm dating such a fucking coward. And this isn't the first time you've been a coward. And so, I'm guessing it's not the last time. So shape up or fuck off. But that is the anger talking, you know? How much of that do I actually mean? I'd like to move to the other side where I'm feeling more even and compassionate. But I gotta get through this angry stage, so fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, I hate you, Tariq. Well, I mean, I don't know. In his message to me, his text messages, he said, I don't hate you. And I really find that troubling. Like, why even bring it up? Sorry about that. But why even bring it up? For fuck's sake. Are you trying to trigger me? Saying things like that? So using the words, I need space? That's fucked up. And Matthew, and I've been working on my ghosting and my cowardice around that. And here we are. So someone else who uses the strategy to just shut up and fuck off. So I get to feel like what the shoe is on the other foot. What's the expression? I wish I had more titillating things to say. What can I say about the sex with Matthew? As irresponsible as this sounds, it is just, it feels so much better without a condom. I really do get so itchy. And it just feels nicer. I don't know. But, I mean, I'm sure using a condom would feel nicer than having chlamydia or gonorrhea or whatever else you might pick up if you choose not to use a condom. So be responsible, people. Think about your future self. I don't know. Titillating. Matthew has a big cock that's uncircumcised. So it's nice in some ways and really difficult in others. Really, like, high level of difficulty for giving him head, because there's the extra sensitivity around the head with him having a foreskin. Still, guys who had it removed tend to be less sensitive around the head of the penis, which is, in case you don't know, it's the most sensitive part. It kind of gets less sensitive the further down the shaft you go. Pro tip. Yeah, so also it being really big, it's difficult to try to fit in my mouth without scraping my teeth on him. So it's like difficult to enjoy. I mean, the truth is, the only person I've ever actually enjoyed giving oral sex to was Derek. And there's an episode all about it back in LA. I think I've mentioned it before. And there's just something about the way he is and the size and the smell and the taste and everything. It's nice. He's nice. It's pleasurable. Fun even. Then I was watching Garfunkel and Oates, their comedy special, and they've got two different songs. One about, like, difficulties in giving hand jobs. Another one, difficulties in giving oral sex. I'm like, oh my god, oh, I'm not alone. Yeah. I love you guys. I hope that there's something in here that you enjoyed, because I'm not feeling particularly listenable right now, but I don't know. I don't know if that's just me feeling blah, or me making crappy content and I know it. I don't know. But I love you. I do. I like the attention. And I'd miss you if you left.